Hello, world. You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy on the number one global business talk and news network on the internet, IBGR, International Business Growth Radio. Welcome to the TV talk show formula, where you get a roadmap to elevate your authority, expand your visibility with a TV talk show that you're proud of. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network, global radio authority and podcast expert and producer of over 14,000 podcasts.
And I'm Jacqueline O'Segara, and TV producer and international TV talk show host. My TV talk show formula has impacted over 100,000 lives globally and gives business owners and entrepreneurs a simple way to be seen and heard with their own purpose-driven message. And we are your hosts for this 13-week journey. And before we jump in, remember that if you want direct live support from us for your business TV talk show, then contact us today at tvtalkshowformula.info. And this week, we're walking through an easy to follow, proven plug and play way to get your TV talk show done 13 minutes at a time in just 13 weeks. So follow the formula each week and welcome to the show.
I'm not going to sing this week. This is week 6 of 13. Broadcast your brilliance. You are full of ideas how to never run out of things to say on your show. We're going to dive into 4 episodes as usual. The first episode, our topic is 40 video content ideas in 30 minutes. Then our next episode, our video styles 101, segueing into creating videos that resonate and wrapping it up with the perfect introduction. So you'll want to listen to all 4 episodes 13 minutes at a time. If you're just joining us, welcome. The recap from where we came from last week, week 5, broadcast your brilliance, build your audience. We discussed the long and short of it, choosing the right video format. Short and sweet, why the short video format way to go. From reels to stories, becoming a video authority, and then mastering short form video. So you'll definitely want to go back and listen if you are just joining us, or if you've been on the journey, you can always listen over and over and over. That's why we send you to tvtalkshowformula.com to subscribe, because they are on demand and you can always go back. I know I love to listen to when I'm learning new things. I like to go back and listen again and again. I don't know how you are, Declan.
I'm the same. And that's what I love about how we do this, is they're so short that we can, you know, it's easy to go back and replay. So
yeah, absolutely. Today's episode is 40 video content ideas in 30 minutes, the power of the four quadrants brainstorm. And that makes it season 12, episode 21. I'm excited about this one because I learned something new from you on this four quadrants. And I know our listeners are going to be just as amazed. To start this one out, we have a quote by Maya Angelou. She's one of my favorites. She says, "You can't use up creativity. The more you use, the more you have." And that totally lines us up.
That's awesome.
For this episode, because why is this important, Declan?
Because to become a person worth watching, you can do this by recognizing that you possess. I feel possessed. possess an infinite supply of ideas within your zone of brilliance. And when you draw upon these ideas, you can bring them to life through the power of video. And I know one of the things that I have heard so many times from really smart people is they'll say, "But I have nothing to say. I don't know what I could say in a video." That's like, what? And so today we're going to solve that for you.
I hear that a lot in the podcasting world too, which is why the roadmap is so important, that when you can sit down and brainstorm and go through, then that I think that's really the key to being a person worth watching, becoming a person worth listening to, whichever season you know, you've been following us through. It's the same. It's that it's what you say makes a difference in the lives of other people. And a little side note here, I have a belief that we are all have this purpose in life, and that's tied to our stories, that we go through life creating story after story as we solve problem after problem, and then we share it with others.
Yeah. And then, you know, if you're watching this show, then you must think of yourself as an expert. Mm-hmm. And you therefore have lots of experience, right? Lots of stories, lots of training, and all of that. When you break it down into bite-sized chunks, this is the content of your video. And when you videos and your show, and when you combine these little like nuggets, as we said in a previous episode, these snackable bites, or you hear them called golden nuggets in other contexts, with stories, right? You bring it to life in an interesting way. You really do have, you know, an infinite number of things that you could be talking about that people are out there wanting.
So tell us about the four quadrants. What do we need to know about all of that?
Okay. So really visualize, you know, four quadrants, right? And
put a plus on the middle of a paper.
Get a piece of paper, draw a big plus sign in the middle. And it, basically this is one way to break down the knowledge that you have, the experience that you have, what you teach, right? So in each of the quadrants, and it doesn't matter which order you do this, but we'll just start with the first quadrant, FAQs, which we've all seen, right? Frequently asked questions. What are the questions that people ask you the most in your line of work, in your line of expertise? Another quadrant could be SAQs. And when I learned about this one myself, I was like, what is that? This is crazy. But an SAQ is basically questions that should ask questions, things that people should ask you about.
No, those questions you wish somebody would ask, huh?
Right. Yeah. So, and you know, the things that they don't ask, because maybe they don't know, but you know, that, you know, it's sort of like, it's a different take on the FAQs. Really fun to play with that. So what if you just think about, like, what do I wish people would ask me about? Those are SAQs. And then the next quadrant would be challenges or mistakes that people often make, or what are challenges that people who you would work with typically talk about, or mistakes that they make because they don't know, right? And then the fourth quadrant is opportunities. So what are opportunities for people? If they knew what you knew, what is something that could be possible for them? So you just label the quadrants, and immediately you have these four buckets of ways to distill any one topic you could put into any of those four quadrants, depending on how you speak to it or spin it. And
how long are these that you're putting in each quadrant? How long? You know, how long? Well, no, like if I'm writing an opportunity, am I going into like five paragraphs, or am I just kind of writing one sentence about it?
Yeah, I would keep it more on the short side. Yeah. So you're kind of, when you're doing this, it really is a brainstorm at this level. You're doing a brainstorming. So you're kind of going with like one or two sentences that might come up as you're thinking through each of these.
So short and sweet really is like a fast thing. You don't want to spend a lot of time on it, right?
No, because if you're not going into the detail of what you're going to say yet, you're not answering the questions, but you're thinking about, what do people ask me? What should people ask me? What are things people struggle with, or what are the mistakes? And you can just start to, you know, really in a simple way, short way, start to list those things. You're going to come back to this later. Right, flesh it out.
Wow. Alrighty then. So four quadrants, piece of paper, FAQs, SAQs, challenges, mistakes, and opportunities. And if this is new to you, like it was to me, we have lots more to come on the TV Talk Show Formula. Make sure you subscribe at tvtalkshowformula.com so you never miss an episode. You never miss a step. We have 13 weeks, 52 steps total to get you to that TV talk show that we know that you want. And if at any time along the way you want live direct support from us for your TV talk show, then contact us today at tvtalkshowformula.info, tvtalkshowformula.info. From there, Declan, we're having them do something, our listeners.
Yes. So far we've
had viewers.
We have listeners, we have viewers, because we do have the YouTube channel, right? So in case you can watch the video versions of these over on our YouTube channel.
See all the faces we make.
Exactly. We laugh a lot. So what you'll do is now you'll start to flesh it out, right? So you have your four quadrants. Now we want you to take each quadrant and think of 10 things per quadrant, 10 FAQs, 10 SAQs, 10 challenges, mistakes, 10 opportunities, right? And don't get too hung up on it. Just let your brain go. So you want to be in that kind of creative brainstorming mode, right? So that as much comes out as possible. Then you now have, at the end of this exercise, you have 40 video topics. 40.
Mm. Wow.
And what I like to do is I try to keep it to one area in my, let's say if some, I might think about a particular category, like, you know, how to be confident on camera.
Mm-hmm.
What are 10 FAQs? What are 10 things people should ask me? What are things people are challenged with? What are the opportunities because you are confident on camera? What could become possible, right? So just one topic area, I could probably come up with 40 different ways to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
And that really solves the whole question of like, well, what will I say in a video, right? And you have so many topic areas that you can explore. I would start with the things that you are most excited about talking about, the things that are maybe even easiest for you to talk about. And a note on that is, I know this happens to me, I don't know about you, Donna, but you know, we talk about our area of expertise all the time. And so it sort of can become like, we think everyone knows.
Right. Yeah.
But they don't.
Yeah. Yeah. So because this, it becomes so second nature to us.
Yeah. And so, and this is why they need us, right? This is why they need you, mm-hmm. is because they don't know. That's why they're looking for the support.
Yep.
So you're going to come.
So have we done the direct action yet? We've got about 40 seconds.
Direct action, schedule 30 minutes, because that'll keep you in that creativity zone to do this exercise, come up with 10 ideas per quadrant. So put 30 minutes on your calendar, go in and do this. And I really recommend you do this because you're going to need this when come into the next episodes with us.
It's all building blocks. Yeah. One category, 30 minutes, 10 ideas per quadrant. You got 40 ideas. Wrapping up episode 21, 40 video content ideas in 30 minutes, the power of the four quadrants. I'm Donna Cundy.
And I'm Declan Oseguera. Thanks for listening.